With the cost of raising children rising and Irish families shrinking in size, pets are enjoying a higher standard of living, and Irish people are integrating them more and more into their lives. So should we do as the Europeans do and make Irish shops, pubs and restaurants more pet friendly? Is that what our furry friends really want? And are Irish pet owners well trained enough for the privilege?
So we're outside the Chop House here in Sandymount, and we have Bo, who is about 35 kg worth of boxer, and he's still a baby, and we brought him with us, yeah. So they're very friendly here, and they have water outside because it's very hot. Yeah, they're very friendly, and people love going past and petting him, and he loves the attention, so it's all good.
Would you feel bad now if you were to leave Bo at home, say, on an evening like this?
Yeah, I think so. But I know he's a puppy, so he's about 11 months. So he's probably going to eat my shoes. So, yeah, or the children or something. So definitely have to bring him with me. He's too young. But, yeah, I think it's nicer. And especially now in the summer, you bring him out and we'll walk him back by the sea. And it's all very good.
Do you think it gives somewhere a nice, relaxed atmosphere when you see people out with their pets and things? Is it nice to see in the summer?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think it's really cool to see. And as well, it's like if there's in a restaurant or a pub or something like that, it just makes it a bit more cozy. You know, makes it like also just a bit more welcoming, I suppose. There's one now, I work in Smithfield, so there's one in Smithfield where they have like a resident dog, which is pretty cool, you know. So I think, yeah, pretty quite pet friendly compared to other places.
Who is this gorgeous individual?
It's Kenny.
What are the sort of places that you bring Kenny?
Everywhere they'll take them. A lot of places that let you have them kind of outside seats, not really indoors, kind of as such.
Are you able to bring Kenny into shops, say if you were doing a few bits?
No, not really.
I mean, we try sometimes and just kind of hide from.
When he was smaller, so, we could put him in a bag.
Yeah, but now usually they tell you they're not allowed.
And do you think Ireland should be a little bit more dog friendly like that?
Of course.
Yeah. Like Spain, you can bring dogs everywhere in Spain. I feel that it should be like that here as well.
Well, yeah, exactly. And he's getting exercise as well when he's coming into town. Yeah. So. And it gets us out more into town, more if we can bring them places, you know. Yeah. Once they're well behaved and they're on a lead, you know what I mean? I don't see why not, you know. I don't see a reason why not.
Get a hospital, a pharmacy, somewhere like that, but like a shop or restaurant, it should be.
Yeah. Food, I guess, maybe there's health and safety issues, I guess, you know. But other than that, no, I don't see any reason why not.
Do you think our dogs here in Ireland are well behaved enough to be allowed into shops and restaurants and things like that? Do you think Ireland is ready for that sort of thing yet?
Oh. I'm not sure Ireland is. I'm not sure I am. I'm a pet lover.
Yeah.
But bringing them into a pub, I've seen dog fights. And so there's lots of noise created by that. And then the other thing is, you know, very many people have their pets sitting on the seats. It's not a very hygienic thing, I don't think.
Certainly not into restaurants or pubs.
Why do you say that?
There's a couple of things. Mm-hmm. The first thing is the trip hazards. They have these things that control the dog.
The lead.
The lead, and they let it out. And the dog just wanders as far as it's let.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we have to go to the loo or something like that, and we have to overcome these trip hazards.
Yeah.
Which makes me a very fine hurdler at my age.
Personally, my dog, I wouldn't put him near a restaurant or a pub or anything. I just think he's a bit wild, but...
When it comes to people who are scared of dogs, do you think that that's taken into account enough?
No, that's not taken into account. Just the other day in Dublin, I saw a situation with a person who is afraid of dogs and a dog lover. Who had their pet. She was visibly frightened, but the owner wasn't having any of that.
My own experiences as an 8-year-old being chased down John's Road and being bitten by the local terrier was not a pleasant experience.
As much as I love pets, I really don't think it's hygienic to take your dog into a supermarket, and I don't think it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. No. If your pet needs to go to the loo, it doesn't know the difference between the floor in the supermarket and the sidewalk.
Oh, this is Oscar.
Hello, Oscar.
And he just turned 2 in February.
And what kind of dog is Oscar?
Dalmatian.
Wow.
Yeah. Just a big one. We were talking last night, we were saying, we think Oscar needs to go on a little diet because he's a bit chunky now.
Oh, poor Oscar. Me and you both, Oscar. So I'm wondering about integrating Oscar into your life. Do you take him with you to shops, to work, to restaurants? How is it?
He's too big for that. No, you can't really take them many places. In the 90s, you could bring the dog on the bus. No, you can't. You can't take them anywhere. So anywhere I bring them has to be within kind of a walking distance. I think Ireland, we're very acceptant of dogs. So we love our dogs. Our dogs are not just pets. They're like family members. So I do think, and you do see, like I'd know a few people that, like I said, they'd have a dog that have a slightly different temperament than him, and they go everywhere with them. Absolutely everywhere. There actually used to be a man, he used to have like a big husky, and this dog used to have a little skateboard and everything, and he was sort of known in the area for the dog and things like that as well. It depends on maybe the place, like if it's a super touristy place like this part, some cultures I don't think they accept dogs the way we do, and maybe there's like this fear that if there's too many dogs just sort of, or even pets just sort of around, it'll be bad for business. I think that's kind of it as well. So it depends, you kind of just have to look for them.
A quick search online will direct pet owners to pet-friendly businesses across Ireland. Here in Dublin's Francis Street, Two Pups is one of them, as the name might suggest.
Now, when we first opened them, before we had a glass container for our cakes, I hope they don't mind me saying this, there's regular customers from a few years ago, they had this beautiful Labrador puppy, and she was about a year old, and she jumped up and she basically ate her way the whole way across the countertop. They were embarrassed, I was embarrassed, the dog was delighted.
Two Pups isn't just dog friendly though, it's open to all animals, as co-owner Zoe explains.
No snakes. We have had a couple of cats, not on leads. They were in their kind of cat containers. There was someone who had a cat in a backpack. I think it had like a little like a glass window looking out of it. We have a gentleman that has a parrot. I'm sure you've probably seen him around. It's probably not a parrot, actually. I think it might be a macaw. There's definitely quite a variety out there.
I hope it's well-mannered. I hope it's not screaming obscenities.
No obscenities. He's very calm, but we treat him with caution because he can be a little pecky. People are integrating their pets into their lives throughout their days. You'll come in some days and there's literally a dog at every table and they're all just sitting, chilling out, and it's great fun for all of us because we all got to say hello to them. Definitely, it seems like the dogs are the new kids for sure. They get treated very, very well. And so I think people would prefer to have their dogs or their pets with them on a day-to-day basis, especially if they're working from home and they can bring their dogs with them anyway. So yeah, it makes sense that that happens. Yeah, we have a lot of regulars. We had a lot of regulars and they're fantastic. And they come in the door. They literally, if their owners are walking past, the dogs will make a detour to come in the door and drag their owners in with them. And they get really excited. We have a little Jack Russell who sings when she comes in. We have, you know, a beautiful golden retriever Teddy who comes in and just wants to hug everybody, and he's so excited. So yeah, it's good. Lots of fun.
Businesses and pet owners alike are embracing their animals like never before, pooches in particular. But do the animals themselves enjoy the experience?
So scenarios like that, where there are going to be lots of strange people, lots of strange noises, dogs are not necessarily going to be happy in a busy cafe, and it takes a lot of training and reassurance to get them to a stage where they'll sit quietly and not be panicked and not be nervous in that type of an unusual social setting. Hi, I'm Des Groom, and I'm a vet and I'm managing director of Jim Dog in Kildare, which is Ireland's first pet resort, running alongside our vet hospital, Kildare Vet Surgery, here in Kildare Town.
This point of bringing your pets around with you, whether it's going to the supermarket or the pub, and perhaps having them at your feet if you're sitting at a restaurant, what's your take on that trend?
Currently, dogs are now not allowed in certain places. The reasons why are eminently sensible. They're health and safety issues. Many people are allergic to dogs, and that could be a very simple hay fever type allergy, or it might be a more serious allergy. Also, nowadays, unfortunately, in public spaces, cafes, you've lots of people who are immunocompromised. they're on medications, they're chronically ill and so on. We know this. And being around dogs, particularly in a crowded environment, would not be suitable. So they're the human issues, they're the human health issues. Now, on the safety side, because health and safety go together, let's think about the safety factors. First of all, with the best will in the world, lots of people who believe their own dog is well behaved, they will find and they will get surprised on occasions where there are situations where their dog might not be quite well enough trained to be trusted in an environment with other dogs or with screaming babies, whatever it might be. Most dogs coming in and out to me here in the pet resort, in the boarding kennels, in the daycare, in the vet hospital, most of them honestly are probably not quite well enough behaved to be bomb-proof in a train station, on a train, in a cafe, in a restaurant, in a pub, and so on. Not yet.